Indianola survives a tough battle with the Dutch 60-53 to stay undefeated so far on the season. We're here with our DeArmond Ford Radio key player of the game for the Indians, Brady Blake. A big third quarter, finishing with 15 points. Brady, obviously you knew every game without Drew is going to be a battle here, a tough part of your schedule. Your guys able to rally with a big third quarter. How huge was that to come out of the gates firing in that third quarter and get yourself another tough win here in the Little Hawkeye Conference?
I mean, it was huge. We start off really slow, and I think that we kind of went in the second quarter, talked to Coach, and he was like, we just got to keep building like it's Fortnite, and we just got to come together, and we got to really have a great second quarter and a great third quarter.
Well, and you mentioned that. The third quarter was where you take the lead, but it was the second quarter where you built things back, and it was really those last couple minutes. Pella had kind of controlled things between that 8-10-point lead. What suddenly started clicking there right before the half in your mind that gave you that momentum going into the break?
I think we talked about on our 50 offense that we need to keep driving because they were trying to get over screens on our dribble handoffs. So we kept driving, and it felt like once we got to the paint, our offense worked perfectly.
And then you were feeling it there in that third quarter. What was kind of opening up? It looked like a hula hoop there for a while, huh?
Yeah, they were just going under screens. So Coach Baker always says fire it if they go under. So that's what I did.
Well, and the story of this team so far has been what you've been able to accomplish. Obviously, Drew is one of the best athletes in the state. But you're a very veteran team beyond him. You got five seniors still that you can put on the floor and a really deep bench. What has been the conversation around rallying around his absence, knowing that you are at a really tough part of your schedule, and what has allowed you to keep winning these tough, close games?
We've played, like, when Drew went up as a freshman, we all played together without him. So we know what it's like to play without him, and we got a bunch of, just like you said, a bunch of really good players and a good depth on the bench. So we just,
Well, and beyond that, too, obviously you're at a critical part in your season. You're trying to get big win after big win. You want to stay in the top of the conference. You want postseason seeding and to stay in the rankings. You know, as you get towards this middle point of the season, what are the things you are doing well that allows you to still win these ball games and the things that you also want to clean up as we kind of reset here at the halfway point of the year?
Things are doing well. We're getting to the paint, and we're a good shooting team. But once we get to the paint, that really opens the kickbacks and the kickouts for three. And something we need to keep working on. We just need to keep working on our guarding the yard and make sure that on defense that we can cover our guy and really box out and rebound and get out. That's when we're playing our best.
And you have a big one coming up Friday. Pella Christian knocks off DCG on the road by 11 points, and the Eagles are playing some of their best basketball. You know it. This conference is always tough, and it's never easy. I'm not sure how much you've looked ahead at PC, but obviously it's going to be another tough night here in this gym.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
And what do you think it's going to take to get to 11-0 and keep this going, knowing that the Eagles are playing good ball? How do you keep rallying around your team?
I think we just got to come together. Coach Baker always says family. We got to be a family. We got to come together. And we know they're playing their best ball, but we just got to beat them. Go out and beat them.
Brady Blake, our DeArmond Ford Radio key player of the game, 15 points. Brady, nice to meet you. Nice to have
yes.
you on the airwaves.
You too.
And all the best to you Friday. We'll see you then.
Thank you.